Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about crocodiles with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So, let's get started. This book is called Solomon Crocodile by Catherine Rayner. All is peaceful on the banks of the river. Everyone is relaxing in the morning sun until a crocodile comes. Uh-oh, here comes trouble. Solomon the crocodile splats and slops his way through the mud, making the frogs jump. But the frogs croak, "Go away, Solomon, you're nothing but a pest, ribbit." So Solomon shakes the bulrushes and bugs the dragonflies instead. But the dragonflies sing, "Go away, Solomon, you're nothing but a nuisance." Solomon decides to stalk the storks, and they get into such a flap. "Go away, Solomon," the storks squawk, "you're nothing but a pain." Out of the corner of his eye, Solomon spies the biggest hippo in the river. This could be the best fun yet, he thinks. So Solomon charges, but the hippo opens his big mouth and says, "Solomon," roars the biggest hippo, "go away, you're nothing but trouble." So poor Solomon left. No one wants to play. But then Solomon hears a noise. Somebody is making the frogs jump. Somebody is bugging the dragonflies. And somebody has the storks in a flap. But it is not Solomon. And that somebody Solomon can hear is getting nearer and nearer until snap! It's another crocodile! Uh-oh! Here comes double trouble! The end. Now, I really like this book, too. And it's called I'd Really Like to Eat a Child by Sylvia Andonio. Every morning, Mama Crocodile would bring tasty bananas to little Achilles for his breakfast, and each time she said in wonder, "Oh, what a big boy you are getting to be, my son, and how handsome, and what beautiful teeth you have." "True," Achilles would say to himself. But one morning, Achilles refused to eat. This worried Mama Crocodile. "Don't you want a tasty banana for breakfast?" she asked. "No, thanks, Mom," Achilles answered. "Today, I'd really like to eat a child." "What an idea, my little Achilles," his mother cried. "Well, children don't grow on banana trees, only bananas do, and that's what I have for breakfast." "I know, but I'd really like to eat a child." Papa Crocodile had an idea. He ran to the village and brought back a sausage as long as a truck for his son. "No thanks, Dad," Achilles answered. "Today, I'd really like to eat a child." "Come now, Achilles, there's no such thing as a sausage made from children."
"I don't care," snapped Achilles. "I want to eat a child."
Luckily, Mama and Papa Crocodile were clever. "Our Achilles has a sweet tooth," they said. "Let's make him a big, yummy, chocolate cake. Then he'll totally forget this silly idea." And that's just what they did. The cake was magnificent.
"Wow!" Achilles shouted when he saw it.
He picked out a great big piece, but then he sighed and changed his mind. "Nope," he said. "Today, I'd really like to eat a child." Mama and Papa Crocodile were beside themselves. They cried and they moaned. Boo-hoo-hoo, what will we do? Our dear Achilles won't eat. Achilles was beginning to feel strange and rather weak all over, which is exactly what happens when you haven't eaten your breakfast. A nice swim would do me good, he thought, so he walked down to the river. There, on a river bank, was a little girl playing by herself. Yippee! I'm finally going to eat a child! Achilles whispered to himself. He crept up slowly and bared his beautiful teeth like a ferocious beast ready to pounce. And then the girl stood up and was twice as big as he was. Oh, look at that! The little girl cried. A teeny tiny crocodile! He's awfully cute and so scrawny. He must not eat very much. As quick as a wink, the little girl caught Achilles by the tail and tickled his belly. Coochie coochie coo! Then, when she had enough, she threw him into the river. Achilles emerged from the river hungrier than ever. Darn it, I blew it, he said, and he ran all the way home shouting, Daddy! Mommy! Quick! Give me some bananas! I have to grow bigger! Big enough to eat a child! The end. What a silly crocodile that Achilles is, huh? Let's talk about some silly jokes about crocodiles. How many arms has a crocodile got? Depends on how far he got with eating his dinner. What do crocodiles call human children? Snacks. What is a crocodile's favorite game? Snap! What do you get if you cross a crocodile with a flower? I don't know, but I'm not gonna smell it. Is it true that a crocodile won't bite you if you're carrying a flashlight? It depends on how fast you're carrying it. Why did the crocodile cross the road? He was following the chicken. Why doesn't anyone laugh at a crocodile's jokes? Never smile at a crocodile. If a crocodile makes shoes, what does a banana make? Slippers. Who gives crocodiles presents on Christmas? Santa Jaws. What's worse than one crocodile coming to dinner? Two crocodiles coming to dinner. What would you cook a crocodile in? A crock pot. Ha! Now, I don't know about you, but Achilles sounds like a name that should have gone to an alligator, not a crocodile. But sometimes it's hard to tell the difference, huh? So today we're kind of learn a little bit about both. Now, did you know that crocodiles and alligators are reptiles? That means that they are cold-blooded. Their own bodies don't keep them warm or cool, so they need to use their surroundings to do it instead. They'll cool off in water, or they'll get warmer by laying out in the sun. Reptiles also lay eggs, and their skin is covered with hard, dry scales. Alligators and crocodiles are kind of difficult to tell apart, but if you ever need to, remember that their noses, or snouts, are different. An alligator has a wide snout, but a crocodile's is usually skinnier. Alligators are also a darker color. Alligators can only live in freshwater, like in ponds or lakes or rivers. But crocodiles can live in freshwater and salt water, like in the ocean. The only ones who live in the United States are in Florida and Louisiana. And they swim very fast and can also sprint short distances on land, too. The largest crocodile ever was 28 feet long. That's about 2 cars long. So today, I'm going to explain the rules of a game to you. You may not be able to play it right now, but if you have a few friends, then it could be fun. So the game is called Crocodile Crossing. You'll need some space to play it,
and ask a parent first if it's okay. Everyone will line up against a wall, and one of you will stand in the middle of the room. That person is the crocodile. Everyone on the wall will then ask, "Can we cross, crocodile?" And the crocodile will say something like, "Only blonde-headed kids can cross." And anyone who has blonde, yellow hair will try to get to the other side of the room. But if the crocodile catches you, then you're the new crocodile. And if the crocodile does not catch anyone, then the people left get to try again. And what do they say? That's right. Can we cross, crocodile? This time, maybe the crocodile will say, "Only girls can cross." And then the girls will run to the other side of the room. But just don't get caught by the crocodile. Along with talking about your hair color, you can do eye color, or girls and boys, or you can always talk about what everybody's wearing, too. If anybody has a red shirt, then they can cross over. You can even try to single out what people like. Like if you like lemonade, or orange juice, or milk. Well, I hope you have fun with the game, however you play it. Now, how about dancing to some songs?
I can sing better.
I can knit a scarf,
but you can't knit a sweater.
When I'm underwater, I couldn't be wetter.
Never go swimming in a mohair sweater.
I can dance.
I can dance faster.
Tried to keep up,
but it was a disaster.
One more move and I'm gonna be the master.
So crank it up loud on the ghetto blaster.
I can eat more when it's not fresh
from the local store.
There's a little town in Labrador where
she sells seashells by the shoe store.
I can speak quicker. Imagine I made a new way to make everyone currently frowny snicker.
And on the guitar, it could be a little slicker.
But Jimmy always said I was a good flat picker.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark.
Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark.
Now stand up.
Hungry sharks.
Move around.
Hungry sharks. Hungry sharks.
See you.
Hungry sharks.
Tickle each other.
Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack.
Gotcha.
I'm a speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Cracking the asphalt, go in between. Long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. got 100 happy feet walking away. Under palm trees, hiding away, silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
Let's go!
Wop, wop, wop.
There you are, so small and round. There are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna march, 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 march around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna march, 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 march around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna gallop. Tiptoe, 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 tiptoe round the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe round the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna skip, 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 around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play.
Elephant moves very slowly, oh so very slowly. He doesn't like to move too fast, because he is so big and heavy. But should he see a tiger or spy a mean old hunter, he will start to run and shake the ground.
and make them all fall down. Rumble, 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 hear the jungle rumble. Rumble, 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 hear the jungle rumble. Trees shake and sway as the birdies fly away. Lions run and hide with their babies by their side. Rumble, 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 hear the jungle rumble. 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 The elephant moves very slowly. Oh, so very slowly. He doesn't like to move too fast, because he is so big and heavy.
As I walked through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I asked myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I want to know. What's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? And as I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? So where are the strong? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about crocodiles, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!